From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Bram Sable-Smith. There's big change on the horizon for the public mental health safety net. The Excellence in Mental Health Act is being called the biggest federal investment in mental health in generations. To discuss the changes and to learn how Missouri's mental health system has fared since federal funding was rolled back for community mental health centers, I sat down with Brent McGinty, President and CEO of the Missouri Coalition for Community Behavioral Health.
Back in the 80s, there was basically that designation that went away and went into block grants to the state. So unlike the way we used to be designated, where the federal government could actually impact policy on the community mental health center level, that all was just rolled into a big block grant given to the states and said, states, take over all the mental health funding, and it's really up to the states to settle their mental health policy. The results of that have been uneven at best across the country.
So what did we do and how did we do here in Missouri?
Yeah, we did very well in some areas and then not so well in others. I think the state of Missouri needs to be commended in its public mental health system and is really a leader in the nation on making sure that we're treating the whole person. As we learned through research that was done 5-6 years ago now, individuals with serious mental illness were dying 20 to 25 years earlier than the general population. Not because they had a mental illness, but because they were had chronic health conditions, chronic diseases that no one was paying attention to. And these folks were not getting the services that they needed. We realized that was not enough anymore. So our disease management program, our healthcare home programs, all are considered kind of national models on really integrating the care of mind and body. And on the negative side in Missouri, as you know very well, we have not expanded Medicaid. So because of our low eligibility levels, what our system has in place right now is a crisis-driven model where we ask those with serious mental illness to become fully disabled before there's a payer for them. And research is showing that if you can engage at the earliest point of that psychiatric illness, the recovery can be remarkably better, the treatment costs remarkably lower than if you wait until they have many, many psychotic breaks and get full on into their illness before you start that treatment. The Excellence in Mental Health Act was really targeted in several ways to build upon what we've already done in Missouri. So it brings back that federal designation. It requires new evidence-based practice requirements, new accountability and outcome measures. Once this gets fully up and running across the country like we hope it does, the federal government will finally have data on that mental health safety net across the country, and that'll be a good place to get to because we can start really doing some systematic improvements.